This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or topics of interest, you can reach me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And if you don't already subscribe to our newsletter, which is free, like these podcasts, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. You'll actually get a pop-up as you go to drhoffman.com to prompt you to subscribe. If not, it's on the upper right-hand side of the homepage at drhoffman.com. Just click on that and you could sign up. You can unsubscribe at any time. So, I actually have a response from Priscilla. Priscilla asked me several weeks ago, actually it was in October, it was at my October 20th podcast on sleep. She was having trouble sleeping. And she basically filled me in and has informed me that I may have hit on something. She was taking some energizing supplements in the AM and the PM in the evening. She did stop a week ago, but no effect on sleep. And the other supplement she's taking in the evening should have no effect. If anything, the magnesium, Priscilla, that you're taking is only beneficial and helps us to relax and sleep. So, cortisol, you mentioned cortisol that you are concerned about. And for anybody who's already taking supplemental DHEA, it's probably best to take it at breakfast time, not at dinner time. Some people have reported that it is energizing. So that could be another culprit if you're having trouble sleeping. So Priscilla also says, cortisol is the only variable that could be the culprit. I have no reason to be stressed. I have a loving husband. We travel a lot. We love hiking and biking. But I am on the excitable side and prone to anxiety. Have never taken any meds for this. So what would you recommend? What supplement would you recommend for lowering cortisol? It is best to check your cortisol again, just so we make sure we give you the right supplement or we recommend the right supplement for you. But generally, ashwagandha is a wonderful adaptogen. Ashwagandha really helps to soothe the adrenals. And the fact, Priscilla, that you're prone to be excitable, it could signify a little bit of adrenal stress. And ashwagandha is wonderful at helping to soothe the adrenals. In addition to ashwagandha, I like adding rosuvin. Rosuvin. Oftentimes you could find these two supplements together. Cortisol Manager is another supplement that I like. You could take Cortisol Manager in the evening around bedtime. That might be helpful for your sleep, Priscilla, if you're suspecting cortisol. Taking two Cortisol Manager at night, you can check that out. You will likely not find Cortisol Manager at your local health food store. It's only sold by practitioners. Then you can go to drhoffman.com, click on Full Script, the store. It will lead you there. You can find your way there. So either taking two Cortisol Manager at night or taking ashwagandha one twice daily, rosuvin one twice daily, this can really help to soothe the adrenals. Thank you for getting back to me, Priscilla. Thank you for the feedback. And I hope you get a real restful night's sleep soon. I hope you find your way to that. I have another question. This is from Beth. I was wondering where to best research and find supplements for my family. Wow, this is a big question. This is worthy of an entire podcast, so I'm going to talk to you for the rest of this podcast about this, because there are a lot of variables here. So Beth wants to know where to best research and find supplements for her family. Well, I have questions. Where are the members of your family in their lifestyle? Anybody, any children? Pediatric doses, pediatric supplements are different than regular supplements for adults. Are they elderly? Is anyone pregnant or breastfeeding? Now, of course, there are basic supplements that most people can take. Most adults or people, you know, between the ages of 12 and say, oh, 80, 85, 90, for as long as you live. A basic multi, preferably one without iron, because the type of multi will vary on where you are in the life, in your life cycle. For a child, where iron needs may be higher, or children tend to be a little lower than iron. And of course, menstruating women, premenopausal women, are lower in iron due to menses. They can take a multi with iron, but for those postmenopausally and men, should probably stick to a basic supplement, a basic multi without iron. Now, a good resource, I think, for you, Beth, might be at the National Institutes of Health. It's the Office of Dietary Supplements, and their objective is to strengthen knowledge and understanding of dietary supplements, and this may be a good place to start. So the Office of Dietary Supplements, they provide fact sheets that give a current overview of individual vitamins, minerals, and other dietary supplements. The ODS has fact sheets in two versions, health professional and consumer. Both versions provide the same types of information, but vary in the level of detail. The consumer versions are also available in Spanish. The general information they provide is dictionary, certain glossary terms, background information, botanical dietary supplements, a full list of fact sheets, frequently asked questions, videos, all of that. So, as we know, the majority of adults in the United States take one or more dietary supplements either every day or occasionally. And today's dietary supplements, they include vitamins, minerals, herbals, botanicals, enzymes, amino acids, and other products. So the dietary supplement label, they carry a supplement facts panel that lists the contents, the amount of active ingredients per serving, other added ingredients like fillers, binders, flavorings. The manufacturer will suggest the serving size, but you or your healthcare provider might decide that a different amount is more appropriate for you. That's why, Beth, I like the idea of supervision for anybody when it comes to choosing their daily vitamin supplements, vitamins, minerals, all of those. So, and again, we also like to test for deficiencies, because if members of your family don't eat a nutritious variety of foods, they may need more supplementation or different supplementation to treat any deficiencies. So, a healthy diet, of course, is the basis for all good nutrition. However, individuals can have a myriad of different conditions, malabsorption problems, trouble digesting. There are all of these factors to consider. And also, many supplements contain active ingredients that can have strong effects in the body. This is from the NIH. So, when taking a new product, be alert to the possibility of any unexpected side effects. But let me name some things, because most dietary supplements are taken safely, and as long as you're choosing a reputable product. Now, you could read about dietary supplements and research on certain micronutrients, minerals, all of that, but it all comes down to the manufacturer, the integrity, the honesty of the manufacturer. And you don't necessarily want to buy these products at your local pharmacy. You're not going to get the best quality there. So let me give an example of side effects. If a member of your family is taking the blood thinner Coumadin, they probably should not take a supplement containing much vitamin K. Vitamin K can interfere with Coumadin. And here's another one, and this is also one that I talk about at lectures when I talk about drug-nutrient interactions. St. John's wort. This is a common herb used for depression, for mood disorders. St. John's wort can speed the breakdown of many drugs, including antidepressants and birth control pills, and thereby reduce these drugs' effectiveness. And certain antioxidant vitamins and minerals may reduce the effectiveness of some types of cancer chemotherapy. I know Dr. Hoffman, with our cancer patients, we're very careful in which antioxidants they take, what they don't take, what they can resume taking immediately after they finish taking their chemo. So there are a lot of things here to keep in mind. Also, a lot of foods that your family members may be eating, Beth, may be fortified. Cereals, beverages, and taking more of this may not be better. And the thing is, you can raise your risk of experiencing side effects. For example, getting too much vitamin A can cause headaches and can cause liver damage. It can reduce bone strength and cause birth defects. Excess iron can cause nausea and vomiting and may damage the liver and other organs. Two other supplements I can think of that need supervision because of their adverse effect on the liver with long-term or unsupervised use are niacin, which is vitamin B3, and red yeast rice. It does contain a little bit of statin in there. Red yeast rice is used to help reduce cholesterol levels, and it's available over the counter. I can tell you of a handful of experiences I've had over the years with new patients who are coming in. They're found that their liver enzymes are high, indicating a possibly compromised liver. Well, when I do a little investigating of not just how they're eating, but what supplements they're taking, and I find they're taking red yeast rice, we have them stop immediately, get their liver function tests tested again a couple of months, maybe 2 or 3 months later, and lo and behold, those enzymes normalize. The same thing goes for niacin. Beth, if anyone in your family is pregnant or nursing, you have to be careful. You don't want to. I'm against self-prescribing for anybody, unless you're a healthcare practitioner yourself. Because it's not that just a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, not at all. We don't know what we don't know. Let me say that again. We don't know what we don't know. And that's a danger for the consumer. So, quality is something you want to keep in mind. The FDA has established quality standards for dietary supplements to help ensure their identity, purity, strength, composition. And these standards are designed to prevent inclusion of the wrong ingredients, the addition of too much or too little of an ingredient, the possibility of contamination, and the improper packaging and labeling of a product. And the FDA periodically inspects facilities that manufacture dietary supplements. In addition, there are several independent organizations that offer quality testing and allow products that pass these tests to display their seals of approval. These seals of approval provide assurance that the product was properly manufactured, contains the ingredients listed on the label, doesn't contain harmful levels of contaminants. The seals of approval do not guarantee that a product is safe or effective. And organizations that offer this quality testing include U.S. Pharmacopeia, ConsumerLab.com, NSF International. Caution with these organizations because these seals of approval don't guarantee that the product is safe or effective. Now, Dr. Hoffman, I know, does third-party testing on his supplements, so you could be assured that you're getting the best quality supplements available. You could go to drhoffman.com to learn more about that. So keep in mind, don't decide to take dietary supplements to treat a health condition that you have diagnosed yourself without consulting a healthcare provider. I come across this quite a bit in my office, and they leave with quite a bit more information, and they are shocked to learn that they possibly could have hurt themselves with overdosing on certain things. So this is very important. This is why I'm all for supervision. Don't take supplements in place of or in combination with prescribed medications without your healthcare provider's approval, or at least let them know you're taking them. I know a lot of mainstream healthcare practitioners don't know much about supplements at all, and that's why you all come to me. You can easily make an appointment with me. Just call our office. You don't have to come in if you're not in New York. We could have a phone consultation. 212-779-1744 to make an appointment. Again, that's 212-779-1744 to make an appointment with me. Check with your healthcare provider about the supplements you take if you're scheduled to have any type of surgical procedure. There are certain supplements that need to be stopped about a week, maybe even 2 weeks before surgery. Blood thinning supplements like fish oil, flax oil, high amounts of vitamin E, garlic, ginkgo biloba. If anybody's on aspirin therapy, these need to be stopped. And don't forget that the term natural doesn't always mean safe. A supplement's safety depends on many things: how it works in the body, how it's prepared, its makeup, the ingredients, the doses. Certain herbs, for example, kava and comfrey, can harm the liver. Herbal supplements are sold over the counter. I see them a lot at health food stores. You want to be careful with these because A, they may interact with anything else you're taking, and B, extended use may harm the liver. So liver function tests need to be monitored. So before taking a dietary supplement, ask yourself these questions. What are the potential health benefits of this product? What are its potential benefits for me? Are there any safety risks? What's the proper dose? And for how long should I take it? You know, intelligent nutrition is about therapeutic nutrition. So not one dose fits all, not one supplement fits all. It's a variety, and it's targeted to your specific symptom, condition, or complaint, or deficiency. And these are things that need to be assessed thoroughly before putting you on a supplement regimen. I've often streamlined my patients and clients' supplement regimens for this purpose. They could be taking a whole lot of things that they don't necessarily need anymore, and we could streamline those. Or, on the other hand, they're not getting enough of a certain supplements and therefore not feeling its effectiveness. We're not getting the benefit, the therapeutic dose or benefit of that particular product. And that's something I assess every day here in Manhattan. So if you don't know the answers to this, to these questions, you can use this information at National Institutes of Health. It's the Office of Dietary Supplements. So if you go to NIH.gov, that's NIH.gov, and in their search, go to Office of Dietary Supplements. It will bring you there. This is good information. So, Beth, it's great to do your own research and find out some things. I think a good resource, a good place for you to start besides the NIH.gov website is you could read more about the beneficial effects of particular nutrients and supplements at drhoffman.com. We have hundreds of articles there. So put something in the search box if you're looking for a supplement, a particular supplement. Put something in the search box. You will likely find an article on something to do with that particular supplement that you're looking for. So, again, I welcome your questions, your comments. You can contact me at radioprogram@AOL.com. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, 212-779-1744. Priscilla, thank you for the feedback. I hope you get a good night's sleep soon. And Beth, thank you very, very much for this very thoughtful question. This is Layla Mudin on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.